This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 15, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Officials of both Delta and United Airlines moved quickly Wednesday afternoon to rebut a report that they have been in merger talks and were moving expeditiously to get regulatory approval before the current administration leaves office in Washington. The Associated Press quoted an unnamed executive. AP may have been burned on this one. United spokeswoman Jean Medina pointedly told the Los Angeles Times, quote, "We do not respond to wholly inaccurate statements made by people who claim to have knowledge when they clearly do not," unquote. From the Delta side, CEO Richard Anderson offered, quote, "There have been no talks with United regarding any type of consolidation transaction, and there are no such ongoing discussions," unquote. The only sources actually named in AP's original story were shareholders in both airlines. Could it be someone was a little bored looking at a Wall Street ticker and thought the stock prices could benefit from some excitement? Or are the corporate statements just a denial before the storm? Stay tuned. Federal Aviation Administration officials told the Palm Springs International Airport Commission on Wednesday that they will approve a site for a new air traffic control tower in January and fully fund construction to be completed by 2012. Airport Executive Director Tom Nolan told KNBC-TV, quote, "The existing tower was built in 1967, and it's time for modernization by building a tower with cutting-edge equipment and better visibility," unquote. That need was echoed by other regional officials. Palm Springs Communications Director Cindy Yukon told the station the site expected to be approved is one next to the current 67-foot-tall midfield tower. The new one will stand 157 feet tall, providing a better line of sight for controllers and anticipating further expansion. Palm Springs has one of the nation's fastest-growing airports, with traffic up 4.5% just since last year. The town of Weston, Connecticut, has officially added its voice and $58,000 of its taxpayers' money to a coalition suing the FAA to stop its plan to redirect New York area air traffic over southern Connecticut. The group is calling itself the Alliance for Sensible Airspace Planning. Expenses will include court costs, hiring lobbyists, and organizing grassroots opposition to the FAA's plan. The lawsuit taps into resident outrage at the possibility that the FAA could impose the change with no environmental impact assessment and without regard to the loss of property values some predict will result from constant overhead jet traffic. The state of Connecticut is working on its own separate lawsuit. A company that manages aircraft for two major league sports teams and the founders of internet search company Google is under investigation by the FAA over some functions that were outsourced to other vendors. Federal regulations state that charter operators must have direct control over matters involving the aircraft they fly, and that includes maintenance, crew scheduling, and dispatching duties. The Wall Street Journal reports that Elan Express Incorporated allegedly contracted work out to U.S. affiliates of TAG Aviation Holding S.A. Last week, the Swiss company paid a $10 million fine to settle allegations it secretly controlled flights conducted by affiliate AMI Jet Charter. TAG did not admit to wrongdoing in the settlement, which mentions a relationship with Elan Express, but leaves Elan out of the settlement terms. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. More good news from Dubai, this time for Eclipse and Cirrus. Vern Rayburn answers news of a lawsuit by an Eclipse vendor. And could all these Middle East airliner commitments evaporate if oil prices drop? Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with a Cirrus SR-22 owner who lives in Massachusetts but got a surprise $26,000 tax bill from the state of Maine. And if you haven't done so yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.